Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's a quick hit. There's a lot happening. Can we just start by saying, so last night were the iHeart Music Awards. I mean, Cher got the Icon Award, Trailblazer, whatever the actual awards were, but Cher deserved it. Katie and Raquel, both on the red carpet. Rachel Levis and Katie Melody, something about her, sandwich shop owner. On the red carpet, God, I'm coming in hot this morning. On the red carpet with Raquel Levis. I personally thought Raquel looked gorgeous. And she revealed she's a year sober since checking into the rehab facility, that mental health wellness facility. That doesn't really shock me. These two did not necessarily come face to face, but wouldn't that have been great if Katie and Raquel faced off? Wouldn't you have loved to have seen that? I would have loved to have seen that. Honestly, I would have loved to have seen that. I just figured I would share that with you. Jeremy Maddox has come out and said just very recently that he has not talked to Ariana, which we learned like last week, but he has clarified it has nothing to do with Tom Sandoval and it has to do with microaggressions. Ariana, girl, what are you doing? Microaggressions towards his fiance. And he said, you know, you have to either, you know, at some point, Ariana's my sister, we'll be fine, but I either had to choose my sister or the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And I chose the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. So microaggressions are happening. They still haven't spoken. He said it has nothing to do with Sandoval. You know, he said, look, Tom was like a brother to me. You know, we all lived together back in the day. So him and Ariana will be fine, but that's why they're not speaking. It is about microaggressions that Ariana has towards his fiance. It has nothing to do with Scandal. But Tom has actually spoken out too to say, you know, he misses that Jeremy was like a brother to him, like a little bro. And he found it very fulfilling, his relationship. Those were his exact words that he used. He found it very fulfilling, his relationship with Jeremy. And he understands why Jeremy cannot speak to him, even though they just ran into each other. And he says, you know, the apartment that him and Ariana lived in, Jeremy then lived there, and he fought for the lease to be transferred from him and Ariana to Jeremy so that when they moved out and bought the house that they're now still fighting over, that Jeremy could have a place to live because it was like rent stabilized or rent controlled, probably stabilized. And Tom says that during COVID, he lent Jeremy money. Tom Sandoval lends Jeremy money. He lent Jeremy money during COVID to help pay the rent. So I don't know. You all hate this guy. Okay. Y'all hate him so much. This is like your whole thing. And I have a theory in a second, which we're going to get to, but y'all hate him so much. And yet here he is. He gave Sheena money during COVID when she needed it. Now he's paying Jeremy Maddox's rent during COVID when he needs it. Is it possible that Tom is somewhat of a good guy? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. For all the people in the back, I'm just asking. Isn't that possible? So he pays, I mean, I wouldn't give you a fucking dollar if you were dying in the fucking street. I don't like loaning money to people, okay? It's too complicated. I'm not putting another fucking thing on my to-do list and micromanaging you to pay me back. The answer is no. Don't fucking ask me. You know how many people ask me for fucking money? A lot. All the time. Fucking no. It's a no policy. It's not a dollar. It's not 1 cent. Go the fuck away. You're a grown adult over the fucking age of 21 that's not in college. Figure it out for your fucking self, okay? So Tom is a lot nicer than I am, so you should hate on me instead of him. I mean, he loans money to Sheena. Now we find out he's loaned money to Jeremy Maddox during COVID. I mean, why do you all hate Tom so much? And by the way, is it possible? I'm just asking. Is it possible? I mean, now we have gone from endorsement deals to phase two, Dancing with the Stars, to phase three, starring as Roxy Hart in Chicago, to now phase four. I mean, $1 million to host Love Island and replace Sarah Hyland from Modern Family. I mean, is it possible? So, first of all, I mean, I think Love Island, $1 million, is probably the best payday for Ariana yet. Second of all, is it possible that Ariana is mad at Sandoval, doesn't enjoy Sandoval, doesn't like Sandoval? But isn't it possible that perhaps Ariana isn't as mad as she is letting on to Sandoval anymore? Everyone else seems to be moving on. Lala has moved on. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Isn't it possible that Ariana is just riding the wave that all the rest of us are riding of Scandoval? I don't think she likes the guy. I don't think she wants to have a full conversation with the guy. I don't think she wants to talk to the guy. I don't think she feels sorry for the guy. And I don't think she necessarily wishes him well, but isn't it possible she's not as angry anymore as she's letting on that she's playing into it too? I mean, $1 million? I say make him the devil and keep that going for as long as you can because it's working. Isn't it possible? I'm just asking here on a Tuesday afternoon. Isn't it possible that she has a team advising her? Like, girl, you got Roxy Hart, you got Dancing with the Stars. Now it's like a year later. You're going to make little jokes. Well, I know a thing or two about a cheater. I mean, you know, this is all going to be on Love Island. Well, you know, he's cheating. And, girl, let me come to your room and have a conversation or whatever the fuck the host does on Love Island. But it's $1 million. Isn't it possible that she's riding this wave? Isn't it possible? I think so. I don't think she's even as angry as she's letting out to be anymore. I think she has a whole team that's advising her, just keep going, that this is why you're getting opportunities, you know? And she wants to create generational wealth for her family. I think you've done it. Carl and Lindsay, we're not learning anything new. We're learning about their sex life. Apparently, the biggest red flag to Lindsay was when Carl said during their marriage, you know, their relationship, oh, the thing I learned about Lindsay is she likes sex way more than I thought. And Lindsay's like, well, what does that mean? Because we're only having sex, like we've had sex twice in the past year. Paige came out and said, you know, well, everyone's shocked that she's revealing this about her then fiance. Paige came out and said, you know, my boyfriend and I fight all the time, but we still have sex every day. So go, Craig. You're getting laid every day, ma'am. Good for you. Craig Conover, who knew? Sheena, you know, we know about the threesome with John Mayer. She says John Mayer is disgusted. He wants nothing to do with Sheena. Oh, how dare you? This didn't happen. LVP was just recently asked about it. She's like, doll, like I've been in France. I have no idea about any of this. A threesome with John Mayer, Sheena. Okay, well, that's possible. LVP is just like, cha-ching, cha-ching. Just keep talking about it. I mean, producer on Vanderpump Villa, producer on The Valley, producer on Vanderpump Rules, three shows on Bravo. I say LVP, whether you're a fan or not, is winning. I don't think we give her, we talk about Bethany Frankel winning Housewives. I don't think we give credit to Lisa Vanderpump. Three shows, and she barely just pops in and pops out the kids. I mean, they might speak back to her every now and then, but not really. Not if she was on the Housewives, she'd be getting it. She's never going back to that show. Keeping it in the Vanderpump family for a minute. I don't even know what I was gonna say. James made t-shirts that says Sloppy Joe, making fun of our good friend Joe. Joe's growing on me. She ain't no alley cat and she ain't no Rachel Levis, but Joe's growing on me. I don't mind her. Don't love her as much as some of you. So he made up, you know, look, the more someone's bullied, like Rachel Levis, the more I'm gonna like them. That's why I like Levis. But I really do like Rachel Levis. But James made t-shirts that said Sloppy Joe and had, you know, a picture of a Sloppy Joe and a picture of our friend Joe Weinberg. And then said under the Sloppy Joe with a picture of Joe Weinberg, There's something about me. Now, I love it. Brilliant idea, James. James Kennedy. Lots of backlash that Mr. Kennedy is profiting once again. They all profited, sent it to Daryl. They all profited on Scandable. We all have something about her merch. There's no, real shop to support that. Probably never will be. But, James says that he boosted the post. So Mr. Kennedy cannot take the post down. This is drama, guys, because he boosted it. Don't mess with Mr. Kennedy's coins. But
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
After some prompting from Alley Cat, he has said he will split the proceeds with Joe. So I would like somebody to contact Joe and find out, did he really split the proceeds with Joe? Mr. Kennedy, keep all that to yourself. Brilliant idea. I mean, I mean, I don't see anything wrong. If it was your idea, why not, right? Take the money and run, Jamesy boy. Take the money and run. On Sunday, we did a little one of these quick hits, and I said, I don't know if I believe Bethany. And I was so like, I don't know if I should really say that because, like, oh, everyone's going to come for me. And, did she really get punched in the face in New York? And now everyone is like doing the exact opposite. All of a sudden, there's videos and this and that. Nobody believes Bethany. Well, go listen to our Sunday show because didn't I say that first? I just don't see it. You talk about scraping out, the cream cheese on your fucking bagel and why you love Vegemite on your sandwiches. Welcome home, Bethany from Australia. I don't buy it. I don't buy that this Bethany, I don't buy it. I don't buy that she was punched in the face and kept it to herself for months. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Do you see it? Katie and Sheena are having it out. I'm telling you, it's going to be Ariana and Katie versus everyone next season. I mean, Lala is like full court scandal basically at this time. But regardless of that, now there is drama between Katie and Sheena over Katie hooking up with Max. Katie is like, Sheena was not trying to help me. She was trying to be shady and track where I was and cause drama. And didn't even text me. Well, now Sheena's revealing the receipts. I did text you, bitch. I did care about you. So, I mean, does anyone care? Does anyone care that Sheena hooked up with John Mayer? Like, is that a story? Come on. What else? Oh, Sandoval. God, I'm doing a lot of Vanderpump today. Sandoval is very upset with Anne. He's very disgraced. Said that Anne's job description said she has to clean and she doesn't do anything gross. She doesn't touch dirty laundry. She has to pick up and just to do the dishes. You know what? If I had an assistant, they'd have to tidy up every time they got here too. I've had assistants. Doesn't last, guys. Doesn't last. I'm a hard one to work for. I'm a lone wolf. No one should be working for me. I have people working for me now, but we don't interact very much. It works best that way. You know what I mean? Less is more with me sometimes. Sorry, Team Tom on this one. If you work for me, you'd have to tidy up. I probably would make you. I mean, I'd like an all-in-one, to be honest with you. I'd like an assistant slash driver slash housekeeper. I'd like it all in one. Why do we have to have multiple people on the payroll? I mean, of course, the person would get more money, but I have a housekeeper. She's great. Assistant, let me just do all my work myself, please. But he's very upset with Anne. She's disgraced him. He would never go on national TV like that and talk about him. I like Anne, justice for Anne. We need more Anne. Kind of obsessed with Anne. And finally, Shannon has come out and she's talking about the lawsuit from John and she's saying she paid for everything for John again. I mean, are we shocked? I'm not shocked about this. Man, this Shannon can't catch a break. I'm not making any excuses for that DUI girl, but she can't catch a break. He's suing her. And Alexis Bellino posts, she's like, because someone posted some meme or something like cute, hottest couple in Bravo history, or I don't know what the fuck they said about John and Alexis, but it was positive. And Alexis is like, wow, finally some support for us. And she's like, that's great, but I don't care. She's like, if you're behind us, great. If you're not, I don't care because John and I will be together forever. She keeps saying this, we'll be together forever. I mean, girl, 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 have you learned nothing? Kyle and Mauricio, she's talking. That Mauricio, she's got a lot to say, guys. Has Alexis learned nothing? I mean, I think it's going very well with Mr. Jansen. Mr. Jansen has a big smile on his face in a lot of these pictures with Alexis. He hasn't really smiled much when he was with Shannon. But, I think he's happier with Alexis for a lot of reasons, which I'll keep to myself. Forever? I mean, slow your roll, Miss Bellino. Slow your roll, Mrs. Jim Bellino's ex. That's a mighty strong statement. Tori and Dean. Is everyone following the Tori Spelling divorce? She was just at her car crying and crying. I find Tori's podcast to be, I mean, I'm not listening to it. I think with the success of Shannen Doherty's podcast, Tori's like, oh, I need money. Let me cash in on that. The difference is, we kind of want to hear about your divorce. I mean, you guys did a whole reality show with all the troubles, but it's different. I mean, Shannon's podcast, Shannon just talked about in her podcast that she is cleaning out and giving her stuff away so that when she passes away before her mother won't have to go through all her stuff. I mean, you can't compare the two. Plus, we have like Holly Marie Combs and we have, God, Shannon's had such good guests on her podcast. I don't know. I don't think Tori's podcast is going to be that, but Tori and Dean, the divorce is filed. So, Alexis, girl, just be careful. Don't use the word forever, but she says if you guys are not behind her, she doesn't care because her and John are together forever. They do look happy. Poor Shannon. But let's not feel too sorry for Shannon because when Shannon was doing this interview, which was on Jeff Lewis, Jeff, thank you for mentioning me, by the way, the other day for my interview with Stu, Chef Stu. But Shannon, I don't know. I found her answers about her community service and everything related to the DUI, none of it added up. It was simple questions like, how many days a week do you do it? Where do you go? Where do you check in? I mean, girl, are you really doing all this? Because for someone that is doing the community service, her answers were vague at best. So let's not feel, I'm really down the middle with Shannon. Look, where New York, and Salt Lake without Monica and Atlanta, ugh, and Potomac, ugh, and Salt Lake without Monica, ugh. Though, see, it has some legs to stand on. It's, I mean, I don't know. It might be an okay season of the OC. I might be excited, right? I don't know. Just a quick hit. Did you listen to my interview with Sandra Bernhardt yesterday? I fucking love Sandra Bernhardt. I've wanted her on this show for about 5 years, and it happened. Dream big, folks. Dream big. Love you all. We're going to have a great new show tomorrow. That's going on in the Bravo world. That's going on with Tori Spelling and the divorce. Let's keep watching that one. And I will talk to you all very soon. Love you. Hope you like the quick hits. Have a great day. Bye.